So here we go. Team's coming back out. They're right on time, by the way. Third down and 11 as LaVon will call the action.
So as we do return back to the game, right where we left it off last night, 3rd and 11, ball will be at the 17-yard line. Bo Trudeau and the Pike offense hoping to pick up a first down and call this game a game in one play. So with 1:44 on the clock, 50-46, we're going to see Bo Trudeau head into the huddle. Defense continuing to stretch out. Now going to come out of the huddle. And they look like they're not quite ready yet.
They're not ready to come out of the huddle. So now the play clock starts. Here we go.
Play clock is rolling. Offsetting eye formation. Bo Trudeau under center. In motion is going to be Collins. They're going to hand it off to the right. He's going to look to sweep out. And here comes the fourth down. May have gained a yard on the play. This should be a 4th and 10 nonetheless.
Yep, and that'll run the clock now. Once they start this play clock, it should run the clock down to about a minute here for Pike. It looks like Pike, there's no hesitation. They're going for it here on 4th down. So Pike can run this thing down under a minute here as the play clock starts again. So they'll run it down to just under a minute.
So, again, it will be 4th and 10.
And Coach Moyer's electing to play it conservative there.
Yeah.
So they're going to burn this all the way down. They may, at this point, even taking a penalty. That may be what they do to try to run this down.
And that's exactly what they do.
Delay of game penalty, so that'll push it back 5 yards.
It's going to be 55 seconds on the clock.
Well, that's kind of an interesting call there, because if they did snap the ball with 1 second, they could have probably run off some more time.
Yeah.
But now they have a chance here to run it down even more. Would have been negligible probably in the time. But it does give Ben Davis 5 yards.
And it does.
And there will be, if the Giants stop him here, there's a change of possession, so the clock will stop.
So offsetting eye formation again. 55 seconds remaining in the game. Trudeau's going to decide to throw over to the right to Madera. And he drops the ball. That's a turnover. Ben Davis ball. And now here we go.
Well, and now that extra 5 yards plays in, because that gave the Giants 5 yards up the field. What a tough drop there, because that was a touchdown. Johnny William dropped the ball right at the goal line and keeps the game going.
Yeah, and that would have been it. That could have been it. Was probably going to go into the end zone.
And you know what? Credit Pike. They went for the kill, and you got to love that. Coach Moyer's there kind of rope-a-doping the Giants in a little bit, faked the play action, and then they went for the kill. And the Giants now have 50 seconds, so Kyle Kastor with no timeouts and lots of ground to cover here. Giants are going to have to go 80 yards.
So it's going to be 1st and 10. Ball will be placed at the 20-yard line. So pretty much they got to run it in 50 seconds. Touchdown will win it. 5 wideout set. Kastner standing in shotgun formation. Throws over to Bond. Bond's got room down the center of the field. Finally gets taken down at the 37-yard line.
First down. Clock stops on the first down. Giants will need to get set quickly here.
5 set wideout. No timeouts. Kastner in shotgun formation. Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the near side. Kastner throws over the middle. It's tipped in the air and nearly had an opportunity to be intercepted. Gillis tried to also bring that one down. Well, couldn't get it to happen.
If Gillis gets that on the tip, he's still running, I think, at that point. But tough catch there. Be 2nd and 10 now. Ball at the 38-yard line of the Pike of the Giants.
They can take more time now. Clock is stopped at 39.3 seconds. Kastner, 5 wideout set yet again. Kastner in shotgun formation. Near side, we have Emerson. Kastner looks over the center. Throws, gets Gillis. Gillis tries to cut back out. Gets the first down and continues on his feet. Is brought down to the 45-yard line. Clock is stopped until the chains get moved.
Yeah, the Giants now in Pike territory, 45 yards from the touchdown and still 30 seconds left. I tell you what, the high school rules, which stop the clock after first downs, really can help you in a situation like this.
5 wideout set again. Bond, Emerson, and Smith to the near side. Gills to the far. Kastner stands back, throws over the middle. Complete pass as he tried to get to the 13 of Bond, and the flag comes flying in.
This might be on Pike. We'll see.
25.2 seconds remaining as of right now.
That was a very late flag. We'll see what that is. Pass interference. Oh. Very late pass interference call there.
And that's going to move him 15 yards forward?
Yes. Spot of the foul. Be the spot of the foul. Offensive, no? Well, okay, we'll see here.
They're marking it off now.
So they will mark the ball, move it forward.
Ball should be around the 30.
And the clock will stay stopped, correct?
Yes.
In this situation. So first down, Giants ball at the 31-yard line.
25.2 seconds remaining.
Wow.
It's a four-point game. Five wideout set again. Kastner in shotgun formation. Emerson Bond and Phillips to the far. Kastner stands back in the pocket, throws quickly, gets Gillis.
First down.
First down at the 20-yard line. Need to get moving again.
18.6 seconds now.
It'll be first and 10, now in the red zone.
This is very efficient by the Giants. Ball at the 19-yard line. They're going to actually spot at the 18.
So shotgun formation, five wideout set again. Emerson, Bond, and Smith to the far, to the near. Gillis to the far, along with Evans. Kastner stands under center.
Oh.
Tipped in the air, nearly intercepted, but the ball is going to hit the ground. It's going to be incomplete pass. Second and 10, ball still at the 18. 13.5 seconds remaining
so
in the game.
About three more plays, maybe two or three more plays here for the Giants.
So five wideout set again. They've not decided to run, which has been a positive thing at some points for them. Kastner, shotgun formation. Emerson Bond and Smith to the near. Evans and the two of Gillis to the far. Oh. Going deep end.
Oh, he's got it!
And he's got it! Touchdown, Giants!
Wow!
He gets the ball off to the 12 of Chris Evans.
But the game's not over. There's
8.6
seconds left, and we still have to see an extra point. The game's not over. Pike should not be upset because they can still return.
Which
in this
we've
game,
seen.
Who knows, you know? That is unbelievable. The Giants moved 80 yards in what? 50 seconds.
Yeah.
The Giants moved 80 yards in 50 seconds. And the Giants, with Chris Flores now, kicking downwind. Last night, this would have been into the wind. Now kicking downwind for the extra point.
And if he makes this, they will give him a three-point lead here over the Pike Red Devils. So looking for the extra point to take a three-point lead over the Pike. As they run the play clock down. Play clock now down to 11. They were missing the extra guy. Play clock now down to 7 seconds. Player still not where he needs to be.
Giants don't have any timeouts either.
And they didn't get it off.
That's unbelievable. Big mistake there by the Giants. That'll push it back 5 yards.
Yeah, so with the delay of game.
So the Giants score on an 18-yard touchdown pass there to take the lead with 8.6 seconds left, 52-50. Giants, that was Bond on the catch, wasn't it? Rashawn Bond?
Yeah. No, Chris Evans. It was Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
My bad. It was Chris Evans on the left side, sideline. So now Flores with the extra point. The extra point is up, and it is good.
Right down the middle.
53-50. The Giants have taken the lead within 50 seconds.
I don't believe it.
And now the return. This is going to come down to return.
If I'm the Giants, I don't kick this in the air. I don't kick this anywhere. I squib it and make Pike beat you over the top again. And this time I prevent, like, I put people in the end zone.
Right.
If I'm the
play
Giants,
prevent.
I drop everybody back deep. I drop wide receivers back deep. At that point, you know, they tried to play straight up and Pike bit them last time, so.
Yeah, and that was an 89 kickoff return that they had last night that ended up causing a touchdown, part of the big comeback that Pike led. So with
this game's not over yet.
So with 8.6 seconds left, it looks like back to receive the kick if the Giants decide to kick this all the way back.
Medaris
and Trey Allen. So different people back there than we saw yesterday.
We'll see. The Giants, if anything, the wind is behind Chris Flores, so maybe he'll just put that big leg into it and try to get it in the end zone.
So Flores looking as of right now that he might kick this one straight up. 8.6 seconds remaining. And they go ahead and kick this one right off. It might go into the end zone. No, at the goal line. He's going to take it out. Brings it to the 10, now to the 20. And he loses the ball.
Giants have it.
Giants ball.
Giants win. 1.2 seconds left. They'll just need to kneel.
The Giants have come back in a matter of 10 minutes.
But the officials are huddling.
Yeah, initial call was going to be...
See, what happened was he slid backwards and his knee went down in the end zone. So that might be a touchback, but we'll see.
Yeah, the initial call was a fumble.
They're going to say first down Pike, and that's the right call. First down Pike, the ball will be at the 20-yard line. It should mean that there's time on the clock too, because if it was a touchback, then no time should have come off.
So it should be back at 8.6
seconds.
Should be back at 8.6 because that was where the clock was at before.
Because if it's a touchback, it should be 8.6 seconds.
They're still conferring about it on the field.
Are they? We'll see. And the Giants are playing the prevent here, which is the smart play in this situation.
Yeah, got to pull a stop.
Pike ball. Here we go.
So they didn't put any time back on the clock, 1.2 seconds. Trudeau stands back in the pocket. He's got to look down the field. Has a man, and he tries to tap his back, but that will be no good. Incomplete pass, and the game is over. 53-50. The Giants will take the victory, coming back after a rain delay game yesterday. They will beat their Pike Red Devils in a rivalry game. They will be 1-0 in the MIC and 3-0 on the season.
I got nothing. I got nothing, LeVon. I got nothing for this one. I got nothing.
That's an unbelievable ending.
But if you know the way this series is tracked, we'll play again in the sectional.
And I'm going to admit. I would like to see that game again.
We'll play again in the sectional, and you know what? Pike has won the last three. But on this one, the Giants get it done unbelievably in dramatic fashion, an 18-yard touchdown pass. Evans to Kastner, or Kastner and Evans. Final score, 53-50.
And the game was finished in 11 minutes.
That was efficient. But, the Giants, very tough to beat in the two-minute drill. Very tough to beat.
They ran a five wide out set, which we have not seen them run consecutively as they do. So that was really, again, this was really a really efficient drive. Quick snaps, quick passes by Kyle Kastner. It was a good drive.
Unbelievable. 53-50, your final score.
So with that, we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studio. Thanks to Sam, who helped us out here.
He picked a good one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So with 53-50, we'll see you Tuesday with Inside Ben Davis Football. And next Friday, the Giants will get to go back home to play the Center Grove Trojans, which has a lot of things going on there, which I will get into next week. We'll send it back to the studio. Final score, 53-50. The Giants win over the Pike Red Devils. We'll send it back to the studio here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.